Hey, 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 how's it going out there? Check, 1, 2. It is I, it is you, it is me, it is Carolyn, it is Joe. Hey, my name is Joe.
And that's the Carolyn and Joe,
Joe show. Welcome, everyone. Hope you guys are plenty fat from the post or the pre or the post or the pre or the aftermath of the...
The pre is before, so it would be the post.
Well, that's true, but people do eat beforehand, don't they? I don't know.
You mean like beforehand what? Before Thanksgiving?
Before Thanksgiving.
I mean, people eat all the time.
I always wonder
breakfast,
about like...
lunch, and dinner. Sometimes a fourth meal if you go to Taco Bell.
Like, no. There is no going to Taco Bell. Taco Bell is not sponsoring
the
show.
They invented the fourth meal.
Really?
Yeah. Have you heard their new ad campaign?
I remember that. The fourth meal. I always wonder about that. If you ever... like, you go to Thanksgiving, right? I always wonder what people's little... not little, but... you know, what exactly is their sort of ritual? Because I remember watching Roseanne, and then people would play football beforehand or watch games. I guess that's what people do. They watch games, or do they eat? It doesn't really seem like a day which you should, like, jump ahead of the curve and start eating. But people do.
I think people have staggered times for Thanksgiving. Sometimes, like, people might have a late dinner, and some people might have, like, a brunch thing. If they have to go to multiple houses...
Dinners are a big thing, aren't they? It's all about... or meals. Meals are really, like...
especially Thanksgiving. That's, like, the grandpapa of all meals.
Like, if you think about it, because we just got done watching the last season of Entourage, which is one of the buys that we had on Black Friday, which is a steal of a deal, if I have to say so myself. I was always waiting for that. Now
so
I have
all
the
Entourages. So how much was Entourage?
Entourage was $10.
But there was only 6 episodes.
Bucks. Well, there was
correct?
Eight. There was eight episodes.
Okay.
Eight episodes. But then
that's not bad. Yeah, it's like a dollar. What is it? $1.25 an episode.
But the first season of Entourage only had like 9 or 8 episodes too. But still. But I come to realize that pretty much everything would revolve around some sort of meal. Like when we were watching Entourage, pretty much majority of the scenes.
That's where all the meetings in Hollywood take place.
It's like, let's take a meeting. It's a meal, right?
Maybe gotta eat.
That's literally like how it is. If like you want to,
you can buy people off of food, Joe.
That's the best way to buy people off with food. I think that's the way the ladies should do it too. They try to buy off the.
Have you heard about Howard Stern's wife?
No. Does he have he has a new wife now?
Yeah, it's been a while. They've been married for actually quite a few years, and I know
you were a fan of him, right?
At one point, he did say that he would never marry again deal.
When was that?
I don't know. I don't have a timeline on his life. But,
yeah,
you know, it was
yeah,
like,
you do.
I do not. Now, I mean, I am a fan of Howard Stern, but I never, like, I don't have Sirius Radio. I don't subscribe to any of his shows or anything. But whenever he was on terrestrial radio, I did try to listen. And I feel like it was kind of sad when he's gone. But anyway.
Wait, just before you do that, your news music is playing. So that means you got to tell us some sort of news. Here
it's
we go.
Time for the news. Okay, well, we have one more planned appearance for the rest of this year, and it's on December 16th. It's a Sunday in Philadelphia at the Rotunda. We will be there.
What's it called? The Locust Moon? Is it like a
Locust Moon Comics Fest.
Locust Moon Comics Fest, ladies and gentlemen. Please meet us there. Meet everyone there. Meet everyone. Even Rafer Roberts is going to be there. Everyone in the Philly area will be there.
Everybody's going to be there, and that includes you, hopefully. So, try to be there. And we'll have lots of goodies for right before Christmas, so December 16th.
Yeah,
we'll see you, Philly.
Speaking of things for everyone to buy, go out there and buy District Comics. You can find it on Amazon, and not only is it great, is it awesome, filled with jam-packed stories that both Carolyn and I created, but also wonderful other characters and illustrators. And
not only that, it was also just recognized by the Washington Post as a top 10 book of the year.
Yes. Last week, we said it was a top 10 graphic novel, but then it graduated to the top 10 book. One of the top 10 books, guys. We were part of that, and you heard us promote that thing all day long. All year long, almost. For almost 2 years, it felt like, that we were pushing this book, and yes,
well, it just
it's
came
time
out,
to buy it, guys.
It just came out over the summertime.
Yes, yeah,
but
true.
We worked on it last fall.
Yeah.
So it feels like a process.
So I think you should all check it out. We wrote the story Spy Teeny, which if you look at the book from the spine, or the opposite of the spine, the open flap, or whatever you want to call it, you can see our story because you're the only one.
How about the edge of the book?
Yes, the edge. We're the only one that has a bleed, which was Carolyn's design. Our printing goes to a bleed.
Goes to the edge.
Yeah, it goes to the edge. So you can definitely see it and you can pick it out. Another thing you guys should definitely go out there and buy is the Taboo Girls calendar, which you can now buy on taboolicious.com. I photographed every single one of those images, and Allison and I, the owner of Taboo, created and conceptualized each one of the images that you guys see in the calendar, 2013 calendar, and it's pretty dangerous. It's pretty fun.
In there.
Yes, you get sex toy coupons
off every inch of dildo.
Yes. Well, there's more than just
and
that. There's
Fleshlight. Come on, people.
Yes,
you gotta
more.
Go out and buy that.
So you can go to Richmond, find a Taboo store, the Taboo store at on Broad Street. Also, you can go to taboolicious.com. I don't know how to spell it off the top of my head. Just Google it. You can definitely buy it on
just
there.
Google Taboo Richmond. You'll probably find it.
Yeah, you'll find that. And it's actually one of the first work that's ever been on sale, like in entirety, like a whole encapsulated work on sale.
And it's a 12-month calendar for the year 2013.
12-month calendar for 2013, exactly.
I have to say, it's pretty awesome conceptually. Like,
because
each
month features a toy.
Yeah,
and we didn't use it in the literal form, though.
Exactly. So that's why I think it's pretty rad about it.
It's for everybody.
Something for everybody. And also...
Stocking stuffer. It's definitely a stocking stuffer. I'll say that. How about that?
It's something else stuffer, too.
Yeah.
But anyway. Also, if you go on Etsy, etsy.com, and search for Cartoon Carolyn, you can find the Curl Studio store if you're interested in buying any of our stuff online. Otherwise, we will see you December 16th in Philly at the Rotunda.
Yes.
Yeah,
onward.
So those are our news. So,
the news.
Yeah.
The news according to Carolyn.
We were talking about
Howard Stern.
And apparently, you know, he had his relationship with his wife for like a really long time.
Well, how'd you first hear about Howard Stern? Because I remember Howard Stern, like, what, 95, 96 era? Even though he's been around before that, but that's when, like...
He's been
like,
around for a really long time.
Because I remember, like,
watching...
I don't
remember where I first heard about him. I just remember listening to the radio all the time, and he had a show in the mornings. And then I started hearing him about, like, you know, the king of all media, and... He started growing, and he had his book and the movie Private Parts and all that. He just had an empire.
Howard Stern was one of the first like main personalities off the radio that I have felt that's popped up that like became like a, you know, a crossover personality, so to speak. It's not
Definitely.
Just radio, but you can, you know, you saw him on MTV, you saw him.
Isn't he hosting or not? I shouldn't say
he had
hosting.
His own channel,
He's,
too.
Yeah, he had E.
E?
Well, he had also, I remember watching E late at night. When they had, like, the Girls Gone Wild videos and stuff, like, an infomercial, they would always have Howard's, like, live broadcast, and it would just be him, you know, actually recording the show, but there'd be a video camera in the room with him.
I thought that was really cool, because now, you know, that was the first time it was beyond. Yeah, that was, like, at E, like, 10:30 or 11:30, like, at nighttime.
Pretty late at night, yeah.
But it was cool to see that.
Also, like, I don't know about you, but I lived, you know, during that time period, I was still like an adolescent, you might say.
Yeah, we're still adolescents.
And like, you know, I mean, we still are. But that was like the time where like I didn't really know anything about sex. But like it was the time where you're kind of like, what is it? And you're kind of just
what is sex?
Like, you're not like curious in like the sense of like, oh, I'm curious. I'm going to figure that out and like be all scandalous. It's not necessarily like that, but it was just like, what is this? And like he would just, you know, I'd watch it late at night.
Yeah.
I think my parents were probably asleep. I'm like watching the E and it's like, he'd bring in just, like, hot girl, like, Playboy Playmates. At this point, I was already aware of, like, what the female body pretty much looked like and, like, what Playboy was, but then,
wait,
like,
you were pretty aware what the female body looked like?
Yeah.
Didn't you already know what the female body looked like?
I don't think I was, like, fully developed yet, but, like, I knew what a mature woman looked like.
Yeah.
And especially, like, a Playboy Playmate type. Like, I knew, like, what, like, fake boobs were and stuff, like, breast implants.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, these are definitely, like...
Man-made inventions.
Yeah, I'm like, come on now, look at that, it's a balloon, like, like bobbling around.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, so I would see the girls on his show, like, I never really had any judgments of it. I would just kind of watch it, and I was like, what's going on here? Like, these, I guess he just finds these women, and like, they talk about stuff, and they are all flirty on the air.
Well, it was a scandalous show. It's definitely like, because I remember, like, the WWE, they'd always describe their show as like. Because at that time, you had Jerry Seinfeld, but you had Jerry Springer, and then you had wrestling, and then Howard Stern were like those three shock television,
jocks.
Yeah, or shock television that was happening at that moment. They would always be like, oh my, there's Jerry Springer, there's wrestling, that'll shock you, and then there's Howard Stern. I felt like Howard Stern might have been like the front runner for that, because it's like, you had, you know, the first time you'd have porn stars on there. It's not just Playboy stars, but you had porn stars on there, like mainly like, the notoriety off of that was like Jenna Jameson and Howard Stern would also like ask those tough, you know, not tough questions, but those deep,
like a personal question.
Yeah, or like a beyond
personal.
He'd always
ask them, like, when was the first time you had sex? Like, where's the weirdest place you had sex?
So, do you like anal? And then, you know, like, oh my God, Howard. You know what I mean? Or then he would talk about stuff like, like, she is taking off her bra, ladies and gentlemen. That's the first naked lady on radio right now. Like, you know, like stuff like that would happen, you know?
Yeah. And then looking back on it now, I feel like he really was a trailblazer. But looking back on it, like,
to what things are now,
it's like, to me, I'm like, that's pretty tame. Like, I can seriously just flip on the TV right now and, like, see boobies if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Or just go on the internet for all that.
The joy of the internet, yeah. I mean, that's also, like, at the same time as when it was fresh, it was the most exciting, you know, because you didn't know what the limits are. Now there are no limits.
He used to have, like, pay-per-view events.
What do you mean?
Like, he had like a New Year's Eve party or something. You had to pay for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess he'd like host an event type thing that was on TV.
Did you ever watch the Howard Stern movie?
Yes, Private Parts, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
It is. I mean, well, Paul Giamatti's in there. There's a whole lot
of
people.
Do you know who directed that?
Who did?
I don't know. I'm asking if you know.
I don't know. Maybe it was Scorsese.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Ever since he left traditional radio, he has not really been as much in the public eye, but then I know he is hosting, like, is it American Idol? Or, sorry, not hosting. Judging. Is it American Idol or something else?
What? Him judging American Idol?
Yeah,
I think Britney Spears and...
No, that's a different one. That's the X Factor.
What is the American Idol? Oh, yeah, that's right. He did go on. Yeah.
Howard, I don't know if he's still judging, but at first I was going to, like, be like... Because, first of all, I'm kind of against that show, like, in general. I'm like, it's just Star Search, but, like... glamorized to like modern day, but not really changing.
But wasn't Star Search
show.
Like that anyway back in the
yeah
day?
I mean, but it's just like more emphasis, and then there's like the public voting and all this, like, I don't know, it's pretty much the same thing, but just really glamorized and I guess well kept up with like Ryan Seacrest and that whole show. But at first I was gonna like watch it. I was like, oh, Howard Stern's like, you know, I want to see his feedback on stuff, but then I just never bothered. I'm like, I don't really feel like watching American Idol.
Did you have any
I never
good,
even turned it on.
Do you have any, like, favorite Howard Stern moments?
I just really enjoyed his take on the news and anything that happened.
Because I technically have not heard him. I never really listened to him, like, while just straight on the radio. I really just solely just watched the E stuff and then the movie. Maybe I did listen a little bit, but usually, like, the E... Because usually there's, like, news, right? It's like, when he does have his show, it's like a normal show, right? Like,
yeah.
A normal radio show, so you have, like, the news, and you just talk about stuff.
Well, they have Robin doing the news.
Oh, yeah, and then they have Robin, and he has his whole cast, like, Beetlejuice, or Johnny, or whoever the other people. He had, like, a whole entourage of
You're
people.
You're talking about Baba Booey.
Yeah, Baba Booey.
Is that Beetlejuice to you?
No, Beetlejuice was, like, the little black
oh,
guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I forgot. But he wasn't a paid...
No, but they had, like,
employee.
Howard had, like, an, you know, had characters
had
on there.
He had, like... Well, we shouldn't call him cast, I don't think, but yeah, he had like, let's call him characters, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did have like a whole bunch of people that you grew to know from
now,
being in the audience.
Was that done before Howard? Because I don't even know radio before Howard.
I mean,
Howard.
There are like a bunch of shock jocks that came up around his time,
and
but he seemed to be like the leader of it.
Is that mainly what shock jock is? It's just being like a radio personality that's trying to, like, you know, it's more than just... More than
yeah,
just
it's
like
more than just like
person.
Time and temperature. Hey, how are you doing in the morning? You know, it's like, it's more than that. Like, they were seriously pushing buttons and like trying to get like as much as they could get by as possible from the FCC. So it's like, I don't know. I feel like he was a trailblazer, but now it's like he's not on the air anymore and there's no one that quite replicates him, even though like things are now mainstream. Like, I feel like a regular talk host can have a porn star on in the studio. Maybe they don't necessarily take off their clothes, but yeah, they could seriously have that and it's mainstream.
It's weird how like that was what the line crossed was. It's like, if you have a porn, you can't have a porn star on there. And now like they had, it's like you can have anybody basically as a guest.
Yeah. It's different time period. I don't know, man. I kind of miss like, I'm not saying everyone has to be like super shocking or anything like that, but
yeah.
Kind of miss having some type of freshness.
Fresh. Because even everyone has a podcast like us.
Not everyone has a podcast.
Well, anyone can
it
have the possibility
like,
of having a podcast.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing with the internet. Anyone can really put on anything that they want on the internet. Heck, you can put a naked picture of yourself on the internet if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like...
From the comfort of your phone.
From the comfort, yep. from the comfort of your phone or anywhere. You know, it's just everything's so easy, but then at the end it's so hard. You know, does that make sense?
Like, well, explain to me.
It's hard to break through and be a leader in your chosen field. It's easy to do because a lot of people are replicating. Like, a lot of people kind of, in a way, copied Howard.
Yeah.
But it's not easy to be a trailblazer because he went through a lot of pain sometimes, too, to get to where he's at as well.
I feel like a lot of people who trailblaze are also sort of like, you have to, you almost got to dig out your grave. Sorry. It's also the same as when we watched Hitchcock that, you know, I didn't know that like Vertigo didn't do well, but that's like he's like a trailblazer too, but his stuff didn't do well at the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to go through that. You got to pay your dues in a way, and you got to, it's almost like you got to be representative, like, of the fight for it all the way through until people realize like, it's really worth it now.
They're like, oh, he's still around. We should give him some acknowledgement.
Well, I guess it means something good. You know what I mean?
He's still doing it. But also what led to this whole discussion of Howard Stern when we were talking about food and how like a meal, you can pay people off with a meal.
Yeah.
Well, Howard, like, you know, he's married to his first wife for a really long time, and eventually they ended up getting divorced.
See, I feel all sad about that because when I was watching the movie, the whole movie was built around that.
Or not,
you know?
Beth. What was the first one? I can't remember her name now. It's so sad.
Howard 1.
Okay, well, Howard's wife, the first one.
Howard's wife, the first?
It's not coming to me right now.
Howard's wife, the first.
I feel bad about not knowing. But anyway, yeah, like that whole thing, when I found out they were getting divorced. No, that's his new wife.
His new wife is named Beth?
Unless they're both named Beth, I don't know. But anyway.
Well, let me search here.
Well, Howard's new wife is like Beth O. And she's a model. She's blonde.
Isn't everyone a model these days?
Everybody can be. Just take a picture of yourself and you're a model. But anyway, so yeah, like she apparently wrote an article, and I believe it was in New York Post. I believe, I don't know, maybe
Allison.
It was printed somewhere else. Yes, Allison. Should have known that. That was the first wife. But now he's with Beth. Anyway, but apparently, you know, for a while he was like saying that he would never get married again. But Beth must have worked her magic because you know what? She has this article in like some type of, you know, publication. And it was called, I don't remember the full title, but it was some type of chicken. And it was like a full-on lemon chicken.
Uh-huh.
And basically every woman that has cooked her recipe, because in her recipe she was like saying how like this will get you the man. Like if you've been dating a guy for like, let's say you've been dating a guy for a really long time and you want him to like really make a move and like commit to you, right?
this is all it takes is this meal.
All it takes is this meal.
This
seriously.
Lemon chicken?
That's what I've heard.
Make this lemon chicken happen then.
Maybe we should make it and see what happens.
See what happens between us?
Yeah, because
Maybe we might get together like all the people want.
It's crazy because apparently all these women like swear by it. Because, you know, and a lot of like, you know, hardworking New York women, maybe they might not make like the perfect meal every day.
Yeah.
But apparently if you make this meal, your guy will just basically propose to you. And, like, people say it's because of this chicken. That's what I've heard. But I guess you can buy people off with a meal.
I mean, I hope so. if that's how it is.
I don't know. I don't know for sure. But I feel like you'd have to really know the guy for a while. You can't just, like, barely know him and be like, I made you a chicken. Oh, yeah, I'm getting down on one knee now.
So she wrote a book about that?
No, she wrote an article.
Just one article?
Yeah, it was like one article.
The Allison's lemon chicken?
No, Beth's.
Beth's? Oh, the second wife.
Yeah. And apparently that's
And
like,
that's what she used
helped.
Against Howard?
Well, that helped to get Howard to propose. That's the story. I believe it. Because they were together for a long time. I don't know how many years, but it was like a handful.
A handful of 5 years?
A handful is five, so I guess around that time, maybe more. They were around for a really long time, and like it seemed like he wasn't going to commit to her, but he did love her.
Yeah.
But then I guess he made it official.
You're talking about Beth?
Yes. But he really did love Allison too. But
well, who was the one in the movie? Was that Allison or Beth?
Allison. Beth was not in the movie. I don't even think he knew her then.
Ah.
But yeah. It's pretty good, interesting. I think he's like I think he should write another autobiography or something. He has an interesting life. He's seen a lot.
Well, that just sort of made me sad. But that's also the tough part about making a movie about your life. It's like, well, if it ends in a because every movie, you know, ends in some sort of ending or happy ending. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was sort of like when I watched, you watch that, because a majority of the movie was like about trying to get with Allison. You know what I mean? It was like that. And then to see that, like, oh, then they divorced. So it's sort of like, now that makes that movie like not credible whatsoever, you know?
No, I think that...
Well, in the back of my head, that's what it was. It's like, oh, all this, and then it ends up being, and then it's not happily ever after. It's like temporary ever after.
Yeah, perhaps, but that's still his life, and that's how it was portrayed in the movie. Even though, like, you know, everyone probably wanted to see them be happy, but
yeah,
I guess it didn't work out.
I really enjoyed that movie. That's one of the best like autobiographies.
That's one of the movies that I overlook in putting in like a top list or whatever. Like, it's probably not in my top 10 or something, but it might be in the top 50. It might rank around 50 or between 50 and 100, which is actually pretty good considering how many movies are out there.
It was a great time, and it's also like, it's, you know, it's like you have, he has his station, and now you say like radio doesn't even like really matter as much anymore, and
it's only for advertisements. Yeah, it's only for advertisements. That's really it. I mean, and then they play the top hits of the day, and they play Katy Perry on every station except for country stations. They play Taylor Swift on every.
Watch what happens when Katy Perry does a country song.
Oh, they'll embrace. Well, Taylor Swift's on pretty much every channel, and I have nothing against her. But
do you think that's what happens?
It's just the same songs over and over and over again.
So this is what I perceive to happen if, like, for country. I feel like if a person is brought up through, if a big musical act is brought up through country, and they make it big, they love them, but when they cross over, they think they sold out. But then if a big pop act or whatever gets real big in pop and then crosses over the country, then they're all like, oh, yeah, welcome here.
That's
we
not
love
necessarily
you.
True, because Jessica Simpson did her country album.
Yeah, but that's based
they
on
they barely
quality,
played it in the beginning. They barely
it,
played
was
it.
Was
and
it
then
good? Well, I'm
they
assuming
didn't
that
play
they're good.
Else.
I'm assuming that they're good, though. Whatever it is, like Bon Jovi is good, you know? Like
Bon
Jessica Simpson has never been that great of a musician to be like, oh, my God, that's, I can't believe she, you know, I don't even look at her as a musician, actually. I look at her as sort of just like a straight up just personality, okay, entertainer. But do I look at her solely just for skill? Do I look at her as like, oh yeah, she can sing just like Christina Aguilera, or she can write songs like Dylan? No, I just look at her as fucking Chicken of the Sea.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
I pretty much view her as Chicken of the Sea, and then I read one article about how her merchandising
and
is like a multi-million dollar business. She makes more money with her merchandise from like perfume and whatever else she sells.
Like sucker
then
merchandise,
does,
right?
Then she makes more of that than she does with her actual creative career, if you want to call it that.
Would that be sucker merchandise? Would that just be
like
Barbie
that's
ripoff?
It's like Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Just like, oh yeah, I have a
make
name
earrings
and now I have...
and stuff.
Just like when you're out there buying like makeup and stuff, then you have like the Kardashian line and you have anyone
the thing
line.
Is,
celebrity
they're not,
line.
They're not actually... Yeah, she's... I picture more Jessica Simpson, like not even as a personality. I picture her as a celebrity name. And I really don't think she's that creative. Maybe she can be if she was put in proper position. I'm not sure. I don't know her, so I can't really say. But I guess like what's frustrating with that as an actual creator of things is that you see like Kardashian nail polish or, you know, just stuff like that. And it's
didn't
like
they have like Justin Bieber like tape or something like that we saw like at Home Depot at one time.
Justin Bieber duct tape.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's not necessarily his line, though. That's just them trying to make money from Bieber. But I guess what I'm saying is that if you have like a whole brand name attached to you, much like Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen or Jessica Simpson, who else has like a celebrity line? I guess Jennifer Lopez has like stuff at Kohl's. If you have that type of like name brand, I feel like you're not even actually obviously making it. They don't have time to like sit there and like design what bedding they're going to make or whatever. You know what I
mean? Like, I've always wanted to make perfume.
Yeah. They're not sitting in a lab like putting in scents and stuff like that. Like what's really happening is they basically have like a couple meetings a year and they're like, oh, here are designers created these for you. And then they'll lay it out on a table and then they just basically pick and choose what they like. They're not involved with like actually designing anything. Which is, like, fine. It's more of, like, a use of their name that revolves around, like, their style and their sensibility.
Yeah.
Or even Nicole Richie I would put in that category, too. Because she has, like, her House of Harlow jewelry and stuff. Like, maybe occasionally they might do a sketch or something if they're artistic. I mean, but I don't really imagine these people actually super creating and super involved. I feel like some of them might be more involved with their business than others.
Probably. Because it's their name, their business. They should have some sort of, like, you know.
But some of them are more like sponsored by, too. Like, oh, sponsored by Candies. Their name is still attached, but it's not their actual
brand. That's when they're a spokesperson.
Yeah.
As opposed to the name being the brand instead of them being.
Well, like in the case like of
Howard
Jessica Simpson.
Like Howard Stern TV instead of like.
Howard 100.
Yeah.
In the case of Jessica Simpson, and I could be totally wrong, so I actually wish if I mess up, somebody tell me, or her people can call my people. But like, I feel like she's not very involved. She's like probably lends her name and like goes there and picks stuff that she likes wants to be developed. But I don't think she's very close with her brand.
I don't think she's very relevant.
But she's making so much money on her clothing line.
Who's buying all that?
I don't know.
What type of person will buy that?
I don't even know where to buy her stuff. I have never even actually seen it in stores.
I don't even know, like. People must be like really
everywhere.
Suckers about buying everything, man. They like must really. There's a lot of stuff that just like, you know, when you go out shopping, even the Black Friday or anything, there's like so much stuff that you don't need to buy, you know, that people will just buy.
I actually really enjoyed going out on Black Friday this past weekend. It's actually, we went out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mostly because of World Market, because every day they were giving out free movie tickets to promote a movie, the Land of Pi or
Life of Pi.
Yes, and they had like a tiger ornament on Friday plus a free ticket, so I was
a tiger,
you know, like the cats.
Yeah.
But I was really excited about like getting something for being there, like first 100 people in the store. I was disappointed in JCPenney. I didn't even go to JCPenney this year because they used.
How are you supposed to be disappointed? You weren't there.
Well, they used to give out the Mickey Mouse snow globes.
I'm disappointed in Cyber Monday. There was nothing for me to buy.
Did you actually try to?
Yeah, I mean, I always have a set thing. You know, like I had a list, just like on my Black Friday. I had a list of things I wanted to buy.
You're checking it twice.
Yeah, I was checking it twice.
Who's naughty or nice?
Yeah, well, everyone's naughty. No one's nice. But the way. You know, I have everything except for the dreaded Boardwalk Empire season 2 that is still not on sale.
That is something that will not be on sale this season.
No, I got the first season on sale somehow.
No, but this seasonal, like this winter, that will not be on sale.
No, that thing will be on sale like
in the spring.
Like, no way. That's going to be on sale like probably mid-December. That's how I see it now.
All right,
it goes in tiers like that. There's tiers like that. You know what I mean? They have the sale tiers. I'll find that for $20.
We'll see.
That's the goal. Might not be Blu-ray. Watch.
Are you going to wait for the Blu-ray, though?
I want to get the Blu-ray one, right? No, but now they have the Blu-ray and DVD version of it. So maybe I should get that one.
Probably so. But like, yeah, Black Friday, I was actually really impressed with the crowds and everything because I think like the whole landscape has changed just with the internet and multiple staggered times of openings. But yeah, I definitely had an awesome time. Like, I think it's an awesome event. Like, everyone else online was like, I'm not buying a single thing today.
Well, wasn't it supposed to be like Buy Nothing Day or something like that? It's like there's always some sort of new day that people post on Facebook. They're always like, today is anal only day, or today is
if you're gay day.
Or they always have like something like, oh, the new Facebook privacy sayings are bullshit, right? Copy this. You know, there's always something that
that's not even real too.
What's that? What's not real?
That whole like copying of like the statement that everyone's putting up there of like, this is my material.
Why is it not real? Let the people know.
It's just like, it's Facebook. Like, just by putting that message doesn't mean that anyone is not going to take your stuff or that Facebook owns it. You know?
Like, also, it's
have to protect yourself, but that message,
it's egotistical for people to think.
Even do anything.
In a way, it's also egotistical for people to think like, oh, they're going to steal my stuff. It's like, is it good?
The same thing
good
happened
enough to steal?
Like 3 years ago. Same thing happened. And I remember I posted it and somebody was like, this doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. They can steal whatever they want. People can steal whatever they want. Who's going to be the one? Like, in this day and age, who's going to be the one? Just like in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back at the end of that, where they got a list of all the people that are talking trash to them online, and that the whole last sequence was them beating them up, going house to house.
Yeah.
No one's really going to do that. It's like, it's like, okay, yeah. So if someone steals your work, it's like, okay, how much money is it going to take for you to fire back?
a lot of work. Unless you're like
money,
a major
yeah.
corporation.
Unless
that
you're
has
a major
lawyers.
Award. Unless you're in a major award.
It's a major award, and you have lawyers that got you back that can send cease and desist letters all day long.
There's really nothing that sacred. You know what I mean?
Mickey Mouse.
You can't. You can't fuck with Mickey Mouse.
No, you can't fuck with the mouse.
That's what's funny with this Disney and this Lucasfilm merger. Those were the two entities that you cannot fuck with.
And now they're together.
Like, because you cannot do anything with Star Wars, or Star Wars people will come after you. Now with Disney, you can't do anything Disney related, or Disney will come after you. You know?
They will find you.
Unless it's like really cool and they make them like hipster princesses or something like that. They're like, they're okay with that.
Yeah. They're like, this helps promote us.
We're hip too. I'd like to see Disney come out with a show or a cartoon that's totally hipster related.
I don't think I would want to see an actual show of that.
Or movie. But like, even though if you don't see it, that doesn't mean people will not see it.
I don't know about that.
What is your review so far? Because the two movies we saw, I believe in 1 week, was Skyfall and Hitchcock.
And Lincoln.
Did we see that in the same week?
Yes.
So we saw three movies in 1 week?
Yes.
It's a lot of movies.
I know it is. It was pretty fun, and all of them are very enjoyable. All of them are very different, so I can't really sit here and compare them.
So we went to go see Skyfall, but this is the first Bond movie that you ever saw in the theater, and this is the first Bond movie that you saw with Daniel Craig. What'd you think about that?
I thought it was very impressive. He is a really good Bond.
What were your initial thoughts going in, and then, of course, bring it into?
Like, I was just like, I'll go for the ride. Because I was hearing good things. I was like, people were like, oh, it's a good movie. And also, all the whole time, people have always been like, Daniel Craig is very good. You know, like, I've heard good things. I never went in thinking that it would be bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know. James Bond isn't necessarily, like, my thing. Like, I know he's, like, full action with the spy.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
The full action with the spy?
Yeah. I'm okay with that, but, like, I prefer a little bit more comedy. Does that make sense?
But it's British comedy. There was comedy in it.
Yeah, there's some. But, like, I'm more cartoony, I guess. So, yeah. Like, you know, to be all like
Emperor's got his groove back.
I never actually saw that film.
Like Hercules?
I never actually saw that film.
Like Hunchback of Notre Dame?
I never actually saw that film.
There's that whole line of Disney movies that you didn't see.
I just missed
that
out on that time period.
The crappy Disney era.
Yeah, pretty much.
After the Lion King era.
Like, I knew, because I was, like, smelling something. I'm like, I don't really think I should go to see that. I don't want to taint, you know, my...
This is dirty Disney.
Yeah, I don't want to taint my, like, vision of, like, Beauty and the Beast and the Little Mermaid and stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They peaked with those. That was a
genius
level.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't really want to see the Emperor's New Groove.
So, yeah, so basically, you know, out of bankruptcy and out of all that... was a new James Bond movie.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it. I like the Adele song that goes with it. The opening titles are very nice. The whole thing was like a really awesome chase, which kind of reminded me of like Apocalypto style, of just like the whole thing being a chase.
That's mainly what spy movies are. It's like you're trying to grab this, trying to grab that, then protect this. It's like, I don't know how you get really beyond
it actually,
that.
If you want to relate it to something cartoony, it is kind of like those Looney Tunes cartoons, like the Roadrunner. Roadrunner Coyote like dynamic of everything, like something happens and then there's a reaction and then leads to something else happening.
Yeah.
Like the whole movie like that. But it's really intense, and like the way it was shot was really awesome, and characters were good. I did like it. I did enjoy the Bond movie. Maybe I shouldn't be so hard on Bond.
Why are you so hard on Bond? I just feel like
it's not my thing as much. You know, like,
but that's not. It's funny because you say that though. We make comics about spies.
I know that, but it's not like.
And you watch Chuck and you
yeah,
do all,
I know.
You're like, but I don't
see,
like
Chuck,
Bond. I don't like the ultimate.
I never
spy,
said
the
I didn't
spy.
Like. I never said I didn't like. It's
you're
just
like
that
I like Pierce Brosnan
I feel,
better.
I feel like there's other. People that are much more bigger Bond fan than me, maybe that's
I'm
not as big a fan as you are.
Yeah, but you can't take that as a consideration of someone else being a bigger fan, because there's always going to be someone bigger, badder, or whatever. It doesn't mean that, but it's why should they deter your decision making anyway?
Yeah.
It's like, you like it, that's the end of the story.
But I don't go around being like, yes, I'm a big Bond fan.
Yeah, but
like, I'm like, oh, it's enjoyable. Like, I went for the ride. It took me on the ride, and it was good. It was good. I enjoyed it more than Mission Impossible 3 or whatever the last one was. I actually saw that in theater with my friend.
Well, that wasn't the last one. The Ghost Protocol by Brad Bird.
I did not see the Brad Bird one, but the one before that, whatever that one was, Bond is better than that.
What was your, did you have a favorite moment, or what did you take away from Skyfall?
There's so many like visuals that were awesome. Like the underwater one. I don't really want to give away too much, but
did you like?
Oh, and freaking the villain.
Freaking the villain. What's that?
Yes.
Freaking the villain.
Yes.
Freaking the villain.
Freaking the villain. That, what's his name? Silver. What's the actor's name?
Anton Chigurh.
Yes, that's what I kept calling him.
Javier Bardem.
He is a really good actor. And then, like, I was like, oh, that's No Country. And, like, the Anton Chigurh character.
Oh, you didn't say Vicky Cristina Barcelona?
No, I never actually seen that film either yet. I want to see it. I haven't seen it.
It's
but
funny.
That actor is really good, and I will always call him Anton Chigurh.
It's funny that you haven't seen the Vicky Cristina Barcelona Javier Bardem.
Is he more romantic?
It's sort of like he's the same guy as he is in but he's less, I guess, gay. But he's he's the same guy in
Skyfall.
Yeah, he's pretty much, to me, when I looked at his character in Skyfall, I was like, dude, that's the same dude as in Vicky Cristina Barcelona, just evil. Because he was still doing the same charm. He's like, because in Vicky Cristina Barcelona, he's like, oh, yes, we're going to drink wine. Well, what's so wrong with that? We can go. We can make love. It's a nice night. Why don't you want to do that? You know, that's what he was saying.
I think I got to watch that movie.
You watch
now.
That because that's what it was.
I like him. I think he's awesome. His character as like a villain, he's just crazy and like Joker-like. Even.
Yeah, or that epic level of crazy.
Yeah.
You know? Or he had that terrorist angle on it. That's what's different.
Definitely.
So basically, that's what it is. It's like you take that character he had in Vicky Cristina Barcelona,
and then
make him into a terrorist. You know, it's like, oh, because we're going to blow up everybody, and then, you know, that's
you know, that's
you really
fun.
Hurt you really hurt me, and that's I don't like that very much. You know, that charm to him.
It's like, I liked him better than Bond. Is that creepy? I like the crazy.
Well, I like Joker better than Batman, but they're both good. Good
oh
characters.
Yeah, you need one to have for both the other. Yeah. Exactly. So, but yeah, I did enjoy both those characters. Cause to me, like Bond, he's like a standard. Like he's pretty standard. You know,
he's not standard though.
Yes. Well, he's an extraordinary guy, but he's like standard when it comes to personality.
Are you? No, he's not. He's supposed to be the ultimate charm.
Yeah, but I don't know. It doesn't do it for me. Like, I'm not saying that I don't like Daniel Craig, but there's a lot of people that, like, one of my coworkers the other day, I overheard her say, like, she was like, man or woman, I don't care. Everyone loves Daniel Craig.
Well, Daniel Craig, what's different about this Daniel Craig, this Bond compared to the other Bonds is because this Bond, he was like is more of like a down and out Bond. You know, he started to recoup, get his life back together. But the other ones, he had more of that kick to him, you know. He had that swagger. This one, it was like, you know, he had to get his groove back.
The dark Spider-Man.
Because he was injured in this one. The other ones, he's not injured. This one, he still had that. He wasn't perfect, you know.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, that's why this one was interesting, because it's like, oh, it's Bond, but he's not perfect, you know.
Yeah, no, I did enjoy that, but I don't know. Like for me, I don't know what type of action hero like I think is like sexy or something, but I don't know. Daniel Craig like isn't. He isn't, like, unsexy, but he isn't, like, the top for me. Like, there's nothing about him that I'm, like, go crazy. You know how some people go crazy over Daniel Craig?
Well, he's definitely confident.
Yeah, yes, definitely. I give him that.
It's funny.
I don't know.
There's
something about him that doesn't do it for me, but I can see what it does for other people.
It's funny we see that, and then in the girl with the dragon tattoo, like, he hasn't played very... Like, we look at him as strong. You know, he's supposed to be strong, but then the characters he's played recently haven't been as physically demanding strong anymore. Because mm-hmm. I guess that's what he's used to doing, you know?
But it's kind of good to have that, though. I don't really want to be like, look at my, I'm so brute.
Well, he's not supposed to be, not like that, but he's usually like, he's not physically as imposing. Or because like in the other ones, he's like unstoppable. Yeah.
I think that's what the guys can dig
about. He's also smart, too.
Definitely. I think that's what the guys can dig about Daniel Craig, though. Like him in any action movie. Like they can dig that he's not... Like some type of
He was also in the Cowboys
like
and Aliens.
Yeah, well, he's not like some type of like Dean Cain like pretty boy guy.
Yeah, he's like the rough. He's more like than the Western way. He's like Mr. Western.
Yeah,
like that's how why Cowboys and Aliens was such a. I guess his character fit perfectly because that is the loner, you know, the lone rider. That's what he is, you know. And I think that's what he took to Bond. He's like the loner. He wasn't trying to be like the pretty boy Bond. He was trying to be like the rough, you know. Rough, gritty.
The pretty boy Bond. And I don't know if I can even get down
and
with
then,
that.
And then Javier Bardem was the pretty boy Bond.
I liked Javier Bardem better. I don't really like him, like, with the blonde. I don't know. I can't dig that. But, like, I don't know. What am I talking about? I'm talking about just, like, appearances now. But definitely, like, the character, though. Both of their characters are pretty awesome.
It was cool that we saw Bond, and then we also saw Hitchcock, because Hitchcock created 39 Steps and that type of story, which basically create, and North by Northwest, which basically was the creation of how to do a Bond movie. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, without those movies, there would be no Bond.
He was, like, the first influence.
He was the... He's... Hitchcock is Mr. Spy. Like, that, he created that type of movie. He created that before anyone else. So it's like, it's cool to see that and go, then we see Hitchcock, which was a movie I was looking forward to. Did you, what did you think about Hitchcock? Enjoyed it? I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I didn't know anything going into it.
His name is Hitchcock.
Besides, it was called Hitchcock, and I knew it was about
Alfred I saw the trailer once.
I did not see the trailer.
That's usually what happened to me. I saw the trailer once, and I was like, I'm sold. You know, the same thing with the artist. I was like, The artist, I saw the trailer once. I was like, I'm sold. I'm not even going to watch it again. You know, that's just, mm-hmm. that's, I think that's a good feeling. You know, that's how I usually judge things now. It's like, I don't want to overload my senses with certain things. It's like, I don't want to be like, what's it called? I don't want to be like smothered by, it's like sometimes you see yeah. a commercial like a million times. It's just like, my mind is usually made up after the first time seeing
definitely.
It.
Definitely. I feel the same way. And also, like I've said before, like, you know, my main story about seeing movies now is basically, like, a long time ago, I used to be...
And that was because of No like, Country, right?
Yeah. I used to be, like, a religious reader of, like, Entertainment Weekly and, like, E! Television or whatever. Entertainment Tonight and, like, whatever, any type of entertainment industry, news, media outlet, I would always pay attention to. And then all of a sudden, one day, like, No Country for Old Men... We're like, let's go see that in the theater. And I knew nothing about it. I think I knew that the Coen brothers directed it. But besides that, I didn't know a damn thing. And I enjoyed the hell out of it. And I was like, I'm going to start watching movies like this from now on. Like, I don't want...
It's refreshing, right?
Yeah, it's so refreshing. Like, I don't want to, like, build up the media hype and all that crap. Like, I'm done with that. Like, I know how the system works. So
this hype machine that happens sometimes.
Yeah, and, like, because I did that, like, in high school. I'd be like...
That's how I
know,
like do
Angelina
albums.
Angelina Jolie or whoever. And
these days,
like,
that's how I look at like when I listen to music too. I always get surprised where I'm just like, oh man, is that did they release that as a single? Because sometimes I'd play like a song in the car and people are like, oh, I hear the song all the time. I was like, really? I don't listen to the radio, so I have no idea that it was a single. Mm-hmm. You know, so I like having that sort of surprise towards like imagine like listening to Katy Perry, like discovering Katy Perry and but not listening to the radio. So you don't know which is being overplayed or not. You know, it's like imagine.
Well, now
like,
there's like all these Katy Perry like imitation style pops now. There's pops. Like a whole all these acts that kind of I don't know if I can say that they're trying to be like her, but they, you can tell they have like that same type of vibe.
Well, now everything's
like one of the songs I actually thought was Katy Perry and it wasn't. It was somebody else.
You have a lot of people that are trying to be like Adele or Katy Perry or Florence and the Machine or you know all the Sarah Del Rey and. I don't even know if the new Gwen. I don't even know if the No Doubt album did any good.
I haven't really heard much about it.
But I didn't hear any. I didn't hear any songs off of it either. So
it just kind of came and went. But yeah. Also, back. Can we go one step back to Black Friday? And we were talking about World Market. There was this awesome sign there, and Joe took a picture of it. Do you have your phone with you?
No.
Oh, okay. Man, I don't want to like misquote it.
Well, it's I have my phone with me.
Oh, you lied.
You're always like you're on the phone again.
Yeah, but I'm
you're
referencing something. I'm referencing
you're
something.
You're on the phone. Get on the phone. Get on the phone. Get on the phone.
I want to get like a rotary phone that's like all old school and carry it around with me, and put my hand in each number and then swirl it around. Why don't people do that anymore? Why don't they make a rotary phone that's like a cell phone?
Well, simply, all right, we're at World Market, and there's a sign. I guess what we're doing is looking at towels. We're in the towel section we're on the
tablecloth
section because apparently they had a sale, but I didn't really see anything that was good. But they had a sign there that simply reads like this. Can't reach? ? Please, ... Ask for assistance for items stored on upper shelves. But the way it's printed is... In big letters, it goes, can't reach, then there's a line, then says, please, ... Those guys are really, like four times the size of ask assistance.
So
but
the
when
please,
I looked at
basically
it,
the please
when I looked
is
at
the
it,
bigger
But when I looked at it, I read it, the way when I looked at it for the first time, I was like, you know how I read this, Carolyn? It looks like this. It looks like, can't reach, please.
That's for
like
assistance.
Come on, like come on, ask for assistance. Can't reach, please look at you, look at you.
I want to
get out of my
photo.
Store, get out of my store. Can't reach, please. That's really what it is. Dot dot dot. It's it would logistically say ellipse. Like it would, yeah, it would literally, if they were not, if they weren't saying it like that, because I'm a writer. I'm good.
Can't reach, please.
Yeah, see, that's how it looks like. But no, they could have easily wrote it like, can't reach, please look for assistance.
Yeah,
blah,
exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
I agree with that.
But no, it's
can't reach,
please.
Question mark. Please ask for an assistant to help you.
That would be the unintimidating way of saying it, or elitist way of saying it. But instead, they got to go all world marketing, like, can't reach, please.
It
look
is
for
so
a
true.
That's exactly how it was. When I read it, it was like,
maybe
this.
Maybe their designer
when I read
to
it,
do it like that.
When I read it, it sounded like this. Can't reach, please. Look for assistance for somebody else in the store.
Maybe they were trying to emphasize the please. Like, you know, there always are people that will try to reach and like basically fall over and like dent the shelf or something and everything falls.
Please.
Well, maybe they were trying to make it like with emphasis on the please. Like, can't reach, please ask for assistance.
No, but you don't put a dot, dot, dot after that.
Please.
That's what it is. Please. Like, whenever I write a text, that's how, when people go like, okay, dot, 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 it sounds like, okay, or okay. How else are you supposed to say that?
I used to use those a lot, like
Why?
In emails or something. I have no idea.
My makeup artist does that all the time, and I'm like, it sounds like you're annoyed. She's like, well, you know, that's just something
to
do.
To me, it was like more like a stream of thought thinking. Like,
what, do you mean, dot, dot,
what,
dot,
what should
please,
I have?
Dot,
what
dot,
should
dot.
I have for dinner? Dot, dot, dot. Well, we
that's
can
not
have
how you're
carrots,
supposed to use
dot,
it.
Dot, dot,
that's not how you're supposed to
lettuce.
Use it. That's a period. What should I have for dinner? Not like,
no, that's a question mark,
or,
actually.
Or what should, yeah, question mark. Not dot, not please, dot, dot, dot. Or
please.
Okay. Like, it should be, it's like a fade away. That's what it is. It's like a fade. It's a fade out. That's what,
yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. It's a fade out.
Or like sigh, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, that's exactly
please.
What it is. Please. That's, so you're using it wrong. So people would send, that's why I use the period a lot. Like, I use a direct period a lot. Okay,
what if it
period.
Just said, can't reach, please, with a period after it. Can't reach, please. Ask for an assistant to help you.
Really, it should just not have the please there. They want to make it not.
No, it should have just been like, can't reach, question mark, please have an associate help
yeah,
you.
Yeah, not please. That's what you get. We pay attention to everything, motherfucker.
I did love seeing that sign, and I actually enjoy Black Friday. It's like an awesome tradition.
It's hard to go online and buy anything because now you have when you read the message boards, it's on and off. It's on and off opinions. You have people that are like, oh, I love it so much. And then you have the next one's always like, I don't know, it broke when I first touched it.
I know.
It's like, how are you supposed to trust anything out there?
Exactly.
Because you know what? Also, a lot of times I feel like there's fake ones out there. The company would be like, they'd leave a subject that would say like, Kip, this is the greatest thing I've ever touched in my life. I had an orgasm. And then the other one's like, don't listen to people out there. It's like, what the hell, man? Liars.
They're faking their orgasm.
Liars out there. Bunch of freaking liars. Message boards. How are you supposed to trust anybody? You can't trust anybody. DTA society. This is an unchained world of, this is Wild West. This
does
is the Daniel
actually,
Craig Bond world.
Does anyone actually go in like chat rooms anymore?
I don't even know
like
what a chat room was.
Chat rooms.
I never went to.
That was
a chat
actually
room.
Brought up like at work. Like somebody mentioned the name or the words chat room. They were like, oh, we should do a chat room for this like one concept. And I was like, I haven't heard that since the 90s.
Why don't you just do an Instagram mix?
I'm like, everything is transparent now. Why don't you just write a blog and people write underneath it?
It's like, why don't we just actually have a real meeting?
Why don't we have a meeting about a meeting?
Why don't we all just Skype together? It's not chat room, but Skype together. Isn't that what it's supposed to be?
I guess. You can do it in all different ways now.
So I don't know if I really bought. I mean, I guess I did buy everything that I needed on Black Friday.
You have everything
Friday.
You need.
And Howard Stern's the Trailblazer, and Bond. Bond will be back. That's what they said at the end of that.
And Hitchcock's a Trailblazer.
Hitchcock is a Trailblazer. We're all Trailblazers.
The World Market needs.
Please.
Some more clever copywriters.
Please.
Or designers, whoever did that.
That's
but
right.
If a designer did that, I actually think that's hilarious.
Yes, because they did it on purpose. All right, everybody, that's the show for today. Check out astrayproductions.com or goastray.tumblr.com. They produce the show, which I'm part of. Check out curls-studio.com, which is actually curls-studio.com. And then check out Carolyn's webcomic Curls on curls-studio.com/curls. Please. Bye, everybody. Have a good night. Bye.
Please.